The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fat Boy.
Get some action.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige in with you. We begin to talk about bad habits that make us age faster. So if you want to keep young looking and have that youthful glow, don't do these things because it could take some time away from your life. For example, don't do this because this not only is this gross, but
text and drive.
Yeah, that's
don't text and drive.
Don't do that. How about not brushing your teeth? Not only is that gross, it might be the link between gingivitis and heart disease. Also, if you have yellow
heart disease,
yellow.
Infections. Do you know that if you have an
gingivitis and heart disease are linked?
Do you know if you have an abscess and it leaks, it could go into your heart and kill you?
Well, yeah.
Like MRSA.
Yeah.
Rotting teeth in your face is not a good idea. How about not sleeping?
Is bad for gingivitis?
No, it's bad for your health.
Oh
yeah, you need to rest.
You need to, you look younger if you're well rested. Also gives your body a chance to heal and rejuvenate.
Yes.
So how about
hurry up? Are you going to help?
How about we need to sleep? I don't want to do that. Chronic stress. You got to limit the stress in your life.
That's the stress when you don't have no chronic.
Oh.
No.
Oh, like okay.
Okay. No, that's long-term stress. It limits your body's ability to repair itself. If you keep stressing out, you're not sleeping and staying
eating
up all
too.
Night.
If you eat constantly, your body
stress
can't.
Eating.
Just like eating constantly.
If you're eating all the time,
eating.
Body can't recover.
Yeah.
How about
recover?
Too much booze. If you drink too much, your body's not going to recover. It damages your cells and accelerates the aging process.
More directly than any of these other things, it ages you more directly.
Yeah, your organs, and it also breaks capillaries.
So what should I do? Should I brush my teeth or drink?
You should brush your teeth with vodka.
Okay.
Okay. Neither.
Okay.
So how about not exercising? If you don't exercise, you lose muscle tone and bone density as you age, and you need that because you don't want to have brittle bones, because if you fall, hear about people that have that big fall and they never recover. That's it. You need calcium, and you need to have bones that are healthy to keep you standing and walking.
Well,
I eat one elephant tusk every morning.
All right.
A weird feeling is if you're already big and fat and you work out and you lift somewhat heavy, you feel extra fatter. You're not, your blood's pumping. You're kind of blowed up, but
you're
like, God, I feel so fat.
But think of the stress that your bones go through when you're overweight and how much you have to.
Well, I feel like my knees and my shins, man, for sure. Even when I'm sitting down, they'll just start to hurt.
His dogs are foaming at the mouth. They're not just barking.
They're howling.
They got rabies. I'm just kidding.
You got Vince Wilfork shoes on.
Oh, God, you remember that? Training camp?
I clearly
do. That's when his wife, right?
Bianca.
God bless.
Miss Bianca.
Well, a bad diet full of processed food stuff loaded with sugar and saturated fat, it makes your skin age faster.
That was my chair. To promote a new episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys, we were talking about the aging process of how people in the 50s, especially men in the 30s, 40s, 50s, had a hard life-looking face.
Mm-hmm.
The example I used was this football player. His name was Bob Boyd from the 60s. He always looked like he was in his 60s.
He did. In his 20s.
He was 20.
In his
60s. I mean, it's...
Well, those videos of the kids.
But yet we're eating crappier food. Why are we looking,
That's a great
question.
At
least speaking personally. And why are we looking younger?
And for me, I like to eat cleaner and not have so much processed food. Have meat that doesn't have, all the antibiotics and things like that in it. And
the biggest thing with food is you want to get omega-3s, not omega-6s, when it comes to the fats in your foods. I firmly believe that when it comes to, especially your skin quality and stuff, you want omega-3s, not omega-6s.
Yeah.
And drink lots of water.
Fred, were you going to mention those videos of people taking high schools back in the day?
Yes.
Those are the ones where they'd be going around like high school on the last day of school in like 1987, and all the kids look like they're 35 years old by today's standards.
Hella rough.
Like high school kids in the 80s and 90s looked way older than the ones today.
I blame 90210 for that.
Probably. Well, now they're all trying to do the makeup to look 35, but yeah. back then they just looked 35.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know if it's still the thing, but like five, I guess maybe pre-COVID it was a thing for young girls to dye their hair gray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, God, your mom is like, you, honey, the time and the money I spent to not do that.
Now the look is very dark hair, dark eyes, dark brows, dark makeup.
Smoky eyes.
Yeah, smoky eyes. Everything's very dark.
Oh, wait. When you say smoky eyes, what do you mean by that?
Like the makeup trend.
Like airbrushed?
Yeah.
No.
Said I'll Google it.
I can't explain
don't
it.
Don't know.
I can explain it.
My daughter lives on a farm now and doesn't talk about makeup much.
And the eyeshadow is smudged a certain way, either black or brown. Or you can do it with
purple.
So
is that the look at the end of the night then?
No.
Oh, no, I
when
see
you
it.
Go out.
It's kind of an Egyptian look, if I may say.
Yes.
It seems like heavy makeup is in, like a lot of makeup. Heavy makeup is in, dark makeup are all in. Dark.
Oh, wow, that was just scary. But it goes from pictures of women with exotic like makeup to a close-up picture of Smokey Robinson's eyes.
Yeah.
Hey.
But the trend for summer is like, you know, kind of that sunny look where you have blush on your nose and, you know.
Thought you were talking about in jail for a long time.
It has to change at some point because, like, the Jenna Ortega look has dominated the last 3 years.
Yeah, I can't tell how old she is by her look. Like, it's real deceiving.
So more natural is good for this summer.
You just make jokes about, like, the 90s and see if she laughs.
She's in a lot of stuff, too.
Everything. If it's sort of spooky, but also not like, R-rated spooky, she's definitely in it. And sometimes she pops up in movies like X.
Yeah, she was in that show Yens about the crazy guy who stalks his girls.
I like her taco shells, and she was good as Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And too much sun is terrible for you. People aren't baking and, you know, going to tanning beds like they used to. Remember, that was such a big thing.
Self-tanner is huge. People just sit in the comfort of their own home and just self-tan.
Well,
how many square feet do they have where that's viable? Is it in the garage?
I think it's a lot easier. Like it's like in a bottle now, just like
the rub on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like an airbrush. Sat in a machine.
People aren't doing that like they used to because they realize that it could cause skin cancer. So
they have stand up beds. Who the hell wants to stand up and tan?
I need to hang upside down to get an even tan.
Oh my God. Smoking is the worst thing you can do, and vaping is no better for you.
I lay down, I look tie-dyed.
Because it ages you and it's bad for your skin. And vaping can cause those blisters in your esophagus.
You know what is cool looking to me, though?
If I got a standing up tan, it looks like somebody just spilled bleach on parts of me.
You look like that one model?
I miss driving by the vape stores and seeing the huge clouds.
Yeah. The place looked like it was on fire.
We're having a mod off, bro.
Well, thanks to the government, you don't, the puff is not as big as it was.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
If you like
Zonk. Luckily, these companies keep changing the names every 3 months to keep putting out products. The government in action, not doing nothing.
Yeah, there should be a cap on how many LLCs you can have.
There should be. They're so easy to get, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about this? If you love zombies, you might be excited about this. There's going to be a sequel to the movie 20 years later.
And that's it was 28.
I'm sorry, 28.
I thought it was days.
And 28 days later. Years later will be the sequel of the 28 series.
So they did 28 days, then they did weeks. Now they're going. They didn't do 28 months. They don't agree with. With that baby aging formula either. They didn't do 28 months. They went straight to 28 years.
Danny Boyle and Alex Garland are set to direct and write this film again. And it will be called 28 Years Later. On tap, Jodie Comer, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, and Ralph Fiennes will be in the sequel.
Oh, Ralph.
Those movies were good, the first two. I'm sure this one will be too. The first two were really good.
I get it mixed up with 28 Days.
But the same
that is it.
Movie. No, it's a different movie. It was Anne Hathaway goes to rehab.
Oh, I thought it was Sandra Bullock went to rehab.
That's a different one.
Okay. But there was one where Sandra Bullock went to rehab.
Yeah, but it was
Miss Congeniality?
No, it was, dang it,
no,
what
she's
was
an FBI
it?
Agent as
yeah,
a
she was
girl, yeah.
undercover.
Boy, I miss when they used to make
My God, was
like
it the
that.
Same movie? I mean, the same, just different title. The
yeah,
same
I think
thing,
that's
though.
What it is. Different, same title, different movie.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'm befuddled by this now. So, rather than go, you know, a couple hours later, they're jumping way ahead. So, like, what year will that be set in?
Well, the other ones were in the early 2000s.
Am I thinking of the wrong movie?
I think
you are.
The only 28 days I know of is where Sandra Bullock knocks over a wedding cake and gets court-ordered
yeah.
rehab.
What's but that's not one? Miss Congeniality. That's two different movies.
And then, yeah, and then 28 days later is the zombie movie where the guy, Cillian Murphy, wakes up in a hospital.
Cillian.
What was the one she had to drive the bus real fast?
Oh, yeah, I did get a mix up.
Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Rachel Getting Married was the movie I was thinking of.
I ain't never even heard of that before.
Anne Hathaway's in it. She goes to rehab, and she's naked in the tub trying to hurt herself.
Okay.
There's a rehab in there somewhere.
Sounds fun.
28 Days with Sandra Bullock was a fun rehab movie, though.
Yeah. I mean, they can make them.
Yeah.
Some hot dude to sweep her off her feet in rehab.
Yeah.
So this guy wakes up, and there's like a zombie apocalypse going on if you've been asleep.
Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, he's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of zombie movies and TV shows still, and I don't know if I want to watch it.
I don't. I mean, yeah, I agree with that.
It's kind of cliche at this point, right? Zombies. Yeah.
Still just shocked that they jumped the gun to them. They must not see much value in it. They're going that fast with it.
What?
Just going 28 years later instead of 28 hours.
It's been a long time since the 28 weeks later. It's been years. It's been
yeah,
a long time.
Since 07.
Will the prequel be in 28 days?
Maybe.
Do you know what was good? The Last of Us. Did you watch that? It was a really good show.
You know, outlaw the word maybe. You use it too much.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
We can go eat where you want to.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
You want to.
I just wanted to see you as a kid, Matt Man, saying Hooters. Let's go to Hooters, Mom. Shut up.
Don't even say the word. Don't look away, Matthew. Don't look at the sign. Look at Pinky Flint when we drive by. Don't look.
If they're outside, you better turn
she
your
covered
head.
My dad's eyes. He was driving.
He was.
He drove right into Laurel Baptist Church right there.
The old sports pub, there.
That had to be weird. They built the Hooters across the street from your church.
Well, that's just where the old bank building was.
It's so crazy. We go over the Coat Factory.
I don't think that church could read the sign, could they? I think it became a different denomination years later.
Oh, really?
I couldn't read the sign on the side of the church. I assume they couldn't read the sign on the other side of
the
street.
No, they just had an outreach program is all.
That
was just a
it's
particular
true. Like,
outreach
why,
ministry they had in that church.
The old churches or whatever are going into like gymnasiums and you know trying to do the hip thing. Like you see a lot of those Bahia faith.
Bahai faith.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I see a lot of those. Like, man, y'all have got some cool sculptures and stuff.
Bahia.
Yeah. I might would come to your potluck dinner.
Okay. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rice Guys headlines.
Y'all wouldn't. I would. I would go.
I'd go to anybody's potluck dinner.
Yeah, of course.
Some international flavor.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like the Baja men, too. They were mm-hmm. great. All right. The women, I've not really been around.
I don't know any Baja women.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. You got another, whoa, about a half hour or so of the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So yesterday, I'll briefly give you a synopsis of what we're talking about. Some friends of ours went to a bar. The female of the couple went to a bar, and she was the DD, ordered a water, and then she said, hey, can I get a whole pitcher of water so I don't have to keep coming back and forth with this? All I'm going to drink, I'm the DD. And then another girl who doesn't drink was also going to share in the pitcher. So two girls, one pitcher.
Yes, okay.
And the bartender, realizing she's not going to make any money off of that, try to charge them $5, and they kind of balked at it and says, well, never mind, we're not going to pay $5. And then the girls who were drinking decided to chip in and get the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So anyway, long story short, 3 or 4 hours later, probably 3 hours, closer to that, the two girls who drank the water got violently ill. Had nothing to do with what they had for dinner. It was, I mean, they were throwing up, violently ill, and her husband thinks that they had been the victim of some Visine in the water, because he had heard of bartenders doing that to either unruly, rude customers or people who didn't tip or something like that. We talked about it a little bit, just trying to talk to some former and current bartenders, and then it kind of spread over to servers as well. Servers messing with the food of rude patrons.
Yo, yeah.
And here's a sampling of some of some emails, some Facebook messages. Yeah, that's mainly what it is. Hey guys, enjoyed the conversation this morning. When I worked at a bar in early 2000s, we would put cheap cologne in rude customers' drinks that had tequila in it.
Oh.
Cologne.
That's awful.
And you think about it, you're saying that, well, I'd notice. I bet you wouldn't either. If that was your first tequila drink, maybe. But if it's one tequila, two tequila, three tequila,
yeah,
by fourth tequila before you go over and fall on the floor, you drinking Prince Machiavelli and don't even realize.
Yeah, at that point, it's like one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, Dracar Noir.
That's it. That's exactly what it is. Let's see, here's another one. Things we used to put in people's drinks. This is a list.
Oh, no, this is awful.
Visine, toilet water, spit, dandruff, kitty litter.
No, how can you even do that? I don't even know.
Be nice and will be nice. That's what this particular person says, who asked to remain anonymous. And I shouldn't, because my Lord, if you're putting that in our drinks... Of course, I'm always nice. I ain't gonna work back.
But anybody who has that kind of attitude, will you be nice and will be nice, that kind of, you already have a vindictive attitude.
You already got, who keeps the kitty litter at the bar? You're ready to be a butthole to somebody.
You're not nice. You're threatening people before the fact.
Here's another one. Rise guys, I've spent the last 20 years working in food service management. You guys would not believe what can happen in a restaurant kitchen. What kind of vindictive, mean, angry people can be working back there? Look. Word to the wise. I don't eat in any restaurant anymore unless I'm cooking my own food or directly supervising the person who is cooking it. Have you noticed that the big trend nowadays is to be able to see the kitchen at all these new restaurants? That isn't just a trend for no reason. The restaurant chains and consultants are starting to design them all that way because it's the most effective way to keep the people back there honest and the food uncontaminated. I've had to fire people for all sorts of violations. I've had employees talk to me in the bathroom, then walk right out without washing their hands plenty of times. Not to gross anybody out, but all you've probably heard is true. And that's just the stuff you hear about. Imagine what no one sees or talks about.
How does this stuff never make it up the chain?
I don't. Well,
like to an owner.
I'm sure some of it does.
This person here worked 20 years food service management. So all you do is fire, but you're not going to like fire them. It's not like NCAA violations where you're going to go say, hey guys, our coach gave this person this and we don't want to get in trouble. You're going to say, hey, you who put the kitty litter in the tacos, you're fired. But we ain't going to say nothing because we want people to keep coming here to eat.
And I'm sure it's going all the way up the chain of restaurants are now designing the places.
Makes
so
sense.
There's no privacy in the kitchen, so you can't mess with people's food, or at least you give... I mean, they're putting work into the design of the building to prevent the people in the kitchen from feeling like they're all safe and protected, so they feel like they're being watched, so they'll be more honest.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's made it up the chain far enough to get to architects.
Here's another one. Let's just say if you're a dick and order a margarita, that might not be sugar on the rim of your glass. Rule number one... Don't be a dick to your bartender, says Maggie. I tell you what.
I know.
What's going on with this world? Here's another. I used to work at a barbecue joint when I was in high school. Old barbecue place with an older dude smoking pork day and night. One of those places everybody loves. Anyway, The old dude who ran it, he'd stand in the back clipping his fingernails over the smoker or the coleslaw just, there's that word again, just to be a dick to people who'd never know they got to eat his nasty fingernails. He was just a kind of dirty old man. He had allergies or sinus trouble, too, always blowing his nose. He'd stop pulling the pork or making the slaw, blow his nose on his apron, and then go right back to the food service with his booger hands and his snotty apron. Gross.
I mean, really, haven't you always suspected that about some of the barbecue joints you've gone to?
No. I never think about that. In fact, I think the more mom and poppy it is, the better the people probably are. I always assume that. Now, I think instantly to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we're talking about barbecue.
Yeah.
But no, I never think that way.
No, I prefer a mom and pop usually, but some of these barbecue joints are just pop. And I know mama's the one doing the damn cleaning.
Mama's cleaning, that's right.
Yeah, so if it's just pop, it might be dirty. Like, there's a few backcountry, backwoods places all throughout the South I've been to. And I mean, I questioned the cleanliness. I ate it, and I was fine, and it was delicious. But I still wondered about it the whole time.
Yeah, like, there's a couple texts. Guys, you've all eaten it. It ain't that big a deal. You didn't even know it. Well, how do you know? I mean, how do you know one thing? Like, we had a girl admit on the radio anonymously that when people had, you know, kids who were a little unruly, they would put 5-hour energy drinks or Red Bulls in the kids' drinks.
Mm-hmm.
That is blanked up.
Yeah.
All kinds of ways.
Oh, yes.
You want another one?
I would love another one, but, I mean, did they get better or they get worse?
I don't know how to get worse. We've already heard about kitty litter and fingernails and booger fingers. Guys, I listen to the podcast every evening while I work. I'm so sorry I couldn't call in this morning when you were talking about bartenders messing with drinks. OMG! My ex was a bartender. I remember one night they were slow. I was up there hanging out waiting on him to get off work. And he had this one old drunk guy really getting on his nerves and bugging him nonstop. I agree with what you guys say. It's part of the job, right? Well, my ex, and thank God he's my ex, said the guy was so drunk.
How drunk was he, Matt?
He was so drunk, he bet the other bartender he could serve him a bottle of pee, and the guy wouldn't even notice. So he did.
Oh, no.
In the bottle. Threw it in the freezer for a couple minutes, and when the guy ordered another one, he gave it to him. No complaints either. Just thought I'd share. P1, Emily Unpleasant. God bless. Like, I'm thinking about in my old days, for instance, Jimmy, remember the night I passed out face down in the banana pudding?
Yes, I remember that night quite well.
To think about how many times you won't even have to talk about the food part here. Think about how many times you've been out drinking and doing shots and all that crap. How do you know?
How do you know? You don't. If you ever spent time in bars drinking a lot.
You've had all these things I just mentioned.
Yeah, because you've been inebriated when people were serving you this stuff. And maybe to the point you didn't know what you were even getting anymore, Matthew.
It sucks, man. It sucks.
It's an awful situation.
You know who it sucks for? Not only the patrons, but the bar or the owners.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the ones that are the ones that are going to pay for it if it does come out.
Yeah.
Yes, Paige.
And now, don't you feel like you're going to sniff everything and make sure it's perfect on your plate and send it back because you're kind of paranoid after this discussion?
No, apparently you don't send it back.
No? Not even if it smells funny, you just deal with it?
You just pay for it and keep your head down and don't make eye contact.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It is time to say, hey, famous people born on April 25th, happy birthday.
Or suck it!
I'm going to start with this first guy, but there's a good chance we'll spend 5 solid minutes talking about him. And we won't get to, like, Al Pacino.
Alpha. But
D'Angelo Williams. He hates many helmets.
Knock it out.
He's not the nicest guy. I'm going to say suck. Even though I feel like I know it.
You know, I don't like to tell this story all the time, but getting to big time him after he big time us was so rewarding to my soul.
Had better seats than him wrestling.
We were front row. He was third row. I looked back and waved to him. I was like, ah, mini helmets. We had an issue with him when we hosted their pregame show.
He started wrestling. I'm going to say 41. I'm back in.
He is the NFL's version of Rob Schneider.
39.
Suck it.
He is 41, fat boy.
I had to get a point.
How about one of the greatest basketball players of all time? I'm saying top 10 all time, definitely. But maybe top 5.
Oh, damn.
Shaq?
No, he'd be on the list, though.
Magic, MJ.
Mm-mm. The one nobody will mention.
Dr. J?
Tim Duncan.
Oh, yeah, the greatest power forward of all time.
Yeah.
That is very interesting because he's now returned to the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't sign autographs for years, and now I guess maybe money's not as good as it was, and he's back in the circuit.
He's got his long hair, too.
Oh, he's got, like, Basquiat hair, like Jay-Z.
Yep. There he is.
Wild looking. Tim Duncan, pride of Wake Forest.
He's working with Wimby. Said he would.
Which is brilliant.
Yep. He was a swimmer in the Virgin Islands.
He was.
We all were at one point in our life. Not in the Virgin Islands. Well, for some. 49. No, let me go. I want to get it, dude. I'm going to say 50.
I'm going to say 47.
48.
He is 48 today.
Dang it.
This is Tim Duncan.
Wake Forest. Yeah. Randolph Childress. And Mark Blucas, movie star, was on that team.
God.
Yeah.
You remember that from Final Four stuff, right? That's how I remember all those guys back then.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch it during this regular season. Who's this?
This is My Name is Earl theme song.
Oh, Patty the Daytime Hooker.
Jason Lee's birthday today. A guy who was really good in a lot of movies, then you don't see him in nothing anymore.
Oh, it's Blanky.
Did we or did we not interview him?
We had him on at some point, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I thought so. Probably, but it wasn't Earl. For My Name Is.
I don't remember what it was for.
Some Netflix thing.
It's Blanky.
One of the Kevin Smiths he did, maybe.
Ah, that's what it was.
It's Blanky. No, it was Blanky.
He was the singer and Almost Famous.
I forget he was in that. Billy Crudup was in that band.
Yeah.
Others.
I see 53.
52?
54. He is 54 today.
Patrick Fugit. That's his name.
Oh, was he on Love Connection back in the day? I don't know. This sounds like acid.
ASSID.
I'm trying to get to this part. Hang on.
Hey,
I'll get to the part.
You can get us demonetized saying that. They're going to think you said Assad.
Hang on now.
This is Coyote Shivers from Empire Records. I played it because Renee Zellweger sings on it in the movie, in this scene.
Oh.
I hadn't seen that one.
It's a good movie.
She is, what was it? She wrote the diaries.
Here she comes.
Right?
Bridget Jones' Diary, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was married to Kenny Chesney, remember?
And then they
for like a day.
Yep.
She was locked in the attic or something?
Trapped in the closet.
That was different.
Okay. I was thinking of Anne Frank.
How old is Renee Zellweger today?
Old Zellweger.
Six? No. Yeah, 56.
55.
56.
She is 55 today, fat boy. How about Fat Boy Loves Joe Buck? How old is Joe Buck today?
He's really good. I'm going to say 62. Jack's boy.
63.
65.
He's also 55 today.
Oh,
whoa!
Man.
Yeah. About
his daddy must have like had him really late in his life because he's very old.
Yeah.
How about Hank Azaria?
Oh, wow.
Oh, Brockmeyer.
You know, the Simpsons recently just predicted that the Jacksonville Jaguars, led by Trevor Lawrence, will go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they did.
Did I already say that on the air?
No, but they did, though.
Okay, yeah.
It's interesting.
Hank Azaria.
Hank.
62.
He's one of the few that you actually see in person acting in movies, so you know what he looks like.
Yeah.
We'll say Brockmeyer is 63.
64. He is 60 today. Oh. We're going to do two more real quick.
Thank you.
Yeah, like those other guys. Like that. You know, the girl that does Bart's voice,
yeah.
Julia Cartwright?
Julia Kavanagh, Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright. I was like, you could walk by me. I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. Is it Sly's birthday?
Talia Shire.
Ah.
Adrian.
Oh, Adrian.
No, Adrian.
That's Connie Corleone.
Yeah. I used to think she and then the lady from The Shining were the same woman. Like when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the same lady. And she was Olive Oil in the Popeye movie.
She was.
It's Vincent's aunt.
How old's Adrian from Rocky?
70. Period.
I'm going to say she's like 85.
75.
She's 78 today.
Is that Jason Schwartzman's mom?
78. I don't know. Maybe.
I think it is.
You're thinking of that show on MTV, North Shire.
Mm-hmm. Floribama Shire.
Jersey Shire. Horseshire.
I already said who it is.
Who?
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't assuming I was going first.
Hoorah.
Paige?
Oh, gosh. 88.
You can have my answer now if you'd like,
sir. I was going to say 88 as well.
87?
He's 84.
84.
Oh, man.
84, and that's all we got. Meadowlark Lemon would have been, I don't know, 92 today.
His best work was Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it was.
He was great.
He was from South Carolina, Meadowlark Lemon.
Yes, he was.
South Carolina native.
My offer is nothing.
As my famous catchphrase goes, who did he play college for?
No idea. You want me to look?
I assume that he played college to get noticed.
I'm going to say South Carolina State. He's a Bulldog. It's my guess.
I know it. He didn't Shaq play Leonard. For Clemson or Carolina. Might not have been in-state, although back then that was the way to go. While you look up that.
Florida A&M, and then he was in the Army.
Oh.
God. That's when every school used to, like, be an A&T or an A&M. Like, Clemson was an A&M.
An agricultural school.
Or a military school, then an A&M, and then everybody can come on in.
I think that's where Willie Simmons was. I think he went to Duke now.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening to today's show. We appreciate it. Join us tomorrow morning. As we are going to, I'll give you a little hint here. After we debuted the new FOF theme, and I said it was the best thing that Dan, the parody guy, has done.
Mm-hmm.
According to Nine, I wasn't looking at the time. I and the song and really everything got just slayed, if you will.
Yeah, not in a good way.
Slayed.
So we're going to play it tomorrow and talk about it before we actually do the FOF line. So we don't take away your rituals or all these, your anthems as you were singing the text. It's my Friday anthem is singing that song. That's cool. We'll talk about it.
We will.
But that FOF line.
Yeah, we P1 Voice Box has some harsh words for Cheyenne from Tuesday.
Oh, the horse lady.
Yeah. Something different about P1 Voice Box, though.
Okay.
Does the P1 name give it away, perhaps?
He's deaf.
You can get today's podcast, this one right now, today. That awkward moment just then, you can go relive it over and over again. Yes, even me saying the word awkward wrong. You can go back and listen to that again. Text the word podcast to 72341.
Standard message data rate supply. Don't text and drive on TLCMotors.com text line.
And new episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys is out.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it came out. One came out yesterday and one will be up tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. So go
there's
get
a new
them.
One out now. There's another one coming tomorrow morning.
Go get them all.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. It is good.
What?
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Plus P1 approved on-demand audio. Or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.